It takes faith to live by. Like, we have a saying here, it's on my Bible, no one fights alone. We have that saying, and I believe it. And but, you know, it's true in terms of support, but I also want to say there are some fights that is yours to fight and yours alone to fight. I can't fight your fight of faith. I can support you in your fight of faith. I can encourage you in your fight of faith. I can share my fight of faith, but it's your fight to fight. Welcome to This Is Us podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hansen, and my wife and I have the honor of serving alongside an amazing team as lead pastors of Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö. This podcast is a collection of short episodes regarding life, leadership, and culture. If you haven't done so already, please click follow and subscribe. And as always, if you find this to be valuable, feel free to share it with others. But prayer, Bible, last one is community. Community, it's all about honesty, and it's all about, again, consistency. Just having people that you consistently speak with honestly about what is going on in your life. It's what connect groups are there for. It's what our fellowship, you know, just whatever teams are there for. And I pray that we're not just seeing each other as colleagues, but we're seeing each other as partners, that we're doing this together. And then, you know, sorry, I'm going to quickly go through this because I actually want us to pray for one another. But when it comes to prayer, let me just say two quick things, and that is don't complain about something you haven't prayed about, and don't complain about something that you prayed about. Okay, don't complain about something you haven't prayed about. You know, oh, this is going on. It's like, have you prayed about it? No, be quiet. That's why I'm saying 90% of your issues comes down to lacking these three things. You haven't taken the time to pray about it yet. And if you have prayed about it and God blessed you with it, don't complain about it. I was talking to someone the other day, yesterday. And he's a boss, and he's got all these staff under him now, and he's expanding, and he was talking about it, and he's like, oh man, and he was just like whinging, and his other staff was listening to this. I was like, bro, isn't this like an answer to your prayer? He's like, yeah. Shut up, like seriously, shut up. This is what you prayed for. It's like, yeah, true. So don't complain about what you haven't prayed about, and don't complain about what you prayed about. And remember that when it comes to your walk with Jesus, it takes faith to live by faith. It takes faith to live by, like, we have a saying here, it's on my Bible, no one fights alone. We have that saying, and I believe it. And, but, you know, it's true in terms of support, but I also want to say there are some fights that is yours to fight and yours alone to fight. I can't fight your fight of faith. I can support you in your fight of faith. I can encourage you in your fight of faith. I can share my fight of faith, but it's your fight to fight. And I think we live in a world where we want all the terms and conditions negotiated. It doesn't work like that. Your fight of faith is your fight to fight. At some point, you've got to learn how to believe the word of God. You've got to learn to stand on the promise of God. You've got to learn to hold on to a promise when everything else looks like it's the opposite. You got to learn to step out in faith to start a business. No one's there to catch you. It may fall. You may go broke. This may implode in your face. Most businesses do the first few times until you learn. You stepping out in the area of generosity and tithing, that's not, I cannot make it easy for you. I cannot. I can tickle your ear and say, just start with 5% and then you will unlock the tithing promise of God. I can't say that. That's a straight up lie. It's a great journey, and that maybe that's where you want to start, but just don't come to me and say, I'm not experiencing the promises that God is saying that, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's your fight to fight. That is your journey. I've done my journey. I'm doing my journey. I've got to step out in faith myself. We have to step out. We have some battles that only we can work out, and so do you. And I want to encourage you in that, because in those fights, we're looking around and we want people to say or do something that suddenly you're going to find it easy, or there's a quick way, or there is no quick way in this. It is run the race. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You got to run the race. And that's why the Bible so often talks about endurance. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't be weary. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Endurance. Man, those words are not there just by accident, because Paul ran out of all the other words. It is because it is freaking hard sometimes. You're like, man, the bills are piling up. Will I still trust God this month? Or have I gone, it's no issue because I start my month with tithing. I don't leave it as an option at the end. It's non-negotiable. The promises of God, your prayer life, all that stuff, it is your faith walk. Is that okay? So for anyone that's looking for things, you know, saying, oh, you know, I'm waiting for you to make it easy, it's not going to come. There are some fights that you got to figure out on your own. But again, I'll say most of the issues you're facing comes down to those three things: your prayer, your Bible, and community. So, you know, one of the biggest things, though, in all of this is to hear God's voice, is to learn to hear God's voice. And that's what we're about to do. And by the way, I didn't say this to you guys, but could you just find some, like, awesome worship music back there on a CD or CD? 41 on a tape. If you've got a record down there or some Jimmy Swagger, that would be great. That some of you are way too young to know that joke. I grew up in Jimmy Swagger. So, Cliff Richard, Carmen. But you're going to hear God's voice. And God speaks in many different ways. And in a moment, we're going to break up in groups. And you don't decide the groups, so don't worry about it. And then we're going to just sit around, and we are going to encourage and prophesy over one another. And it's going to be awesome. But, you know, hearing God's voice, let me just quickly give a few things. God speaks in many different ways. God can speak through the Bible. God can speak through the preaching. I hope and believe that God is speaking to some of you today through me. God can speak through your mind. Suddenly, for me, the way I describe it sometimes there's just this thought that just clears the deck, if you get what I'm saying. It's like every thought just goes quiet and this one idea pops up. And normally it is so random and so good that I know it's not me. You know, it could be just a thought. It could be that I'm, you know, walking down the street, talking about something, I was thinking about something, and then suddenly an idea for Ukraine, or suddenly an idea for church, or suddenly an idea for something. And I'm like, oh, that's God. That's for me. Now the idea, the hope here is that we can all get to the point where we recognize God's voice. Just like, if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not a parent, you're not going to believe this. But as a parent, most often, this is probably going to get tested today. Most often, as a parent, even if there's a billion kids in the room, you can hear your child. You can hear your child. I know it's going to happen today, and I'm not going to hear my child. Whatever, don't judge me. But most often, you can hear your child because your ear is tuned to it. It's the same with the voice of God. You get to a point where you're like, in the midst of the noise, you're like, wait a minute, what was that? You know, you attune to it. So it could be your mind. It could be your feelings. Sometimes I just get a feeling. Like, and I can't describe it, but it's just like you're praying for someone and you feel what they're supposed to feel. You feel love, or you feel forgiveness, or you feel hurt. You feel confused. I don't know, some feelings. Do you get what I'm saying? For some, it's happenings that God is speaking to you through actions that are taking place around you. It could be thoughts, could just be a sense. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important to keep all these channels clean. Now already. Okay, cool. No, we can keep it. Keep it on. Hillsong. Classic. But that's why it's so important to keep the... I got a message yesterday from someone that was at Flickr. Is it Flickr? The shop across the border? Huh? Yeah, Flickr. And they were playing What a Beautiful Name over the speakers. And he's like, how cool is this? And he sent it to me. And then he goes, and I go, that's awesome. And he goes, he just heard a Danish person walk past going, did they just sing about Jesus? Yeah, we did. But that's why it's so important to keep the channels clean. If your mind is filled with negativity or filth or stuff that you watch on TV or internet or gossip, or how's God going to speak? You know, the Bible says, how can fresh water and salt water come from the same source? You know, like that's why we've got to keep it clean. Keep it clean. That's why we've got to take time in the presence of God, because it's the old analogy of the water pouring into a glass of dirt. Just keep pouring. Eventually, that water will be completely clean. Spend time in the presence of God. It will just keep pouring, keep pouring, keep pouring. And eventually, we clean it out. We flush out the system. flush out the mind. The Bible says in Ephesians that the word of God is like water that washes our mind. And so it's just about keep it clean. Negativity, condemnation, old thinking, old habits, old addictions, old whatever. Just flush it out, yeah? Keywords when you prophesy, keywords. Even, you know, I'm hoping that as a team, more and more that we can do this with people in our church. Lately, I've been just like sending videos to friends saying, hey, I just felt like God said to me, and I just speak over them. Just prophesy. You know, even people that are non-Christians, I've been sending messages to. Just saying, hey, I feel like God said this. And they write back like tears. How did you know? You know? And I'm like, yeah. But I think a few key words. But I hope that in this season of spirituality, that we can be naturally spiritual. You know, when we come to church, be open. Don't just stand at the door and greet people. Be open for God speaking to you. Good. And key words is that you don't have to say, thus says the Lord. Okay? That is wisdom. Because it's freaky and it's scary, you know? And especially if you're talking to a not yet Christian. Thus says the Lord, who rides his white horse. You know, like it's... He won. Key words? Humility. Humility. And you can use words like, I think, perhaps, if this doesn't apply to you, put it on the shelf. Sometimes God speaks to you for something that is not yet. And the picture I often use is like, if you're in a mountain in a country with mountains, and you see a range of mountains, they all always, when you see them from this angle, they always look like they're right next to each other. But if you were to see them from a side, there could be kilometers between them. But from this side, it always looks like they're just stacked. So it is with prophecies. That's why, you know, throughout the Old Testament, they're saying things that sounds like it's happening tomorrow. Jesus, come back tomorrow. It's like, no, it's because the mountains are staggered. But from an angle, from the other side, oh, wow, there's 2,000 years, you know, 50 years, 100 years, 10 years. And so that's why if someone says, I have no idea what that is, say, cool, write it down, put it on the shelf, forget about it. One day it's going to make sense, perhaps. Just be humble. Avoid God says. Even, can I just side note, even in your own life, you know, if you don't want to do a role anymore, or if people on your team, and I hope you will teach your team everything I'm saying right now, if someone on your team doesn't want to serve anymore, just stop serving. You don't need to say, God says, okay? Because my answer will be, did he really? Or if he did, what do you want me to say? Like someone will come to me and say, what do you think I should do? God told me to. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't say anything. What do you want me to go up against God? My name's not Job. You know, like, if God told you, go and find peace in that. But I'm not going to fight that. And so, but maybe just be humble. If God really told you, great. I very rarely have I had that. I generally felt like God told me to come to Denmark with my family and plant a church. I generally felt that. But even that, I'm like, I think. You know, I remember telling Brian, I was like, look, Brian, if I've had bad pizza, just tell me. Like, I'm cool. Like, we happy here. Like, I'm not in a rush. So, but just be humble, okay? Avoid leading phrases. Okay, you're not sending anyone to China. You're not prophesying anyone out of the church. You're not telling them. Prophecies is a very personal, intimate thing, and it can be very used wrongly. It can be manipulation. So just avoid leading phrases. Okay, don't use it and have people in such a vulnerable state and then tell them what to do. Okay, that's between them and Jesus. Okay, so to prophesy is to basically prophesy is not to predict the future, basically. To prophesy is to speak what is on the heart of God. Okay? You can write that down. To prophesy, it is to speak what is on the heart of God for someone. So you go, I don't know how to prophesy. I don't know how to do that. That's not something I can do. Paul says it like this, 1 Corinthians 14:1. I'm not going to read all of it. There's 12 verses. But he goes, you know, I eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in tongues doesn't speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They speak mysteries by the Spirit. But one who prophesies speaks to people. This is the fruit of prophecy. So if you've received a prophecy and this isn't the fruit, forget about it. The fruit of prophecy is to strengthen, encourage, and comfort. Okay? That is the fruit of prophecy. Anyone who speaks in tongues edifies themselves, which is good. The letter of Jude says when you speak in the Spirit, you're building up the inner man. We edify themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. I would rather every one of you speak in tongues, but I would rather have you. No, I would like every one of you speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. Because the one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. And then down to verse 12. Since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit, try to excel. I love that. We're trying this, okay? Try to excel in those that build up the church. Like all the gifts have been given to encourage, strengthen, and comfort people and to build the church. Okay? So that's what we're doing. So if prophecy is to encourage, comfort, and strengthen, if you don't know how to prophesy, this is what we're going to do. In a moment, we're going to break up in groups. And we've got about 20 minutes. And would love for everyone, I'll explain that in a second. But what you're going to start out with, just start with encouraging the person. Just start there. Start with something that's going to comfort them, strengthen them, encourage them. Okay, start there. Because you speak what is on the heart of God. So you speak over someone. And you're like, you know, Simon, you're an awesome guy. We love you. You're loved by many. We all get it. We all agree on that. Like you've got such a heart for people. And what happens as you're starting to speak what is on the heart of God, now you're tapping in to the track of God. Because now God is like, wait a minute, I can get on board with that. The Holy Spirit is like, hey, someone's prophesying. So the Holy Spirit is like, I want to get in on that. You know? And, you know, so now you can start to, it's like, you know, driving a truck, not like Peter, but like driving a truck where you're like, okay, a little bit, or like more like a boat. If you ever like steered a boat, that you're constantly doing little changes. You're constantly correcting it. You're not just choosing because you're doing this. Do you get what I'm saying? It's the same with prophecy. You're not just speaking like, boom, you're like, and I'm sensing that, and I think that, you know, Simon, I really believe that. And I'm just sensing dreams. There's dreams in you. Dreams are unfolding. Even dreams you haven't spoken yet. Spoken to me, spoken to your family. You've got dreams that are rising up. And I really believe that this next season, that God is going to take some of those dreams and they're going to start to flourish. And you're going to see them as little sprouts. And I want to encourage you in all the activity that's happening around you. Make sure you don't despise the small beginnings. They're not weeds. They're not things that are trying to take away. There's actually things that are going to be growing up. And you guys have got so many dreams and so many things that you're working on. And it's awesome. But it's almost like the prophecy thing that you are just, you're having a goal. And in the midst of all of that activity, God is going to go, here it is. And I want to just encourage you to be aware of the things that are growing on the bottom of the forest. Be aware of the little things, because it's going to be the little things that's going to grow into the big things. So see, we're starting out in the small. We're starting out just with encouragement. And then for me, I just sensed dreams. Then I got a picture of a sprout and I was like, okay. So I'm trying to put words on it, but I'm not trying to oversell it. I'm not trying to preach to him. That's not my job. My job is to deliver the message, not interpret it. That's for him to do. Okay. He is to interpret it. He is to go home now with the Spirit of God and say, okay, what did that mean? Is that okay?
Thank you for listening to This Is Us podcast. Whether you listen to them as an individual or as a team, we hope that they add value to you. Make sure to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining us. We are who we are. This is us.